Keith Haring really takes art and tries to make it very normal. He puts it out in the streets, he puts it in galleries, he puts it in t-shirts. You know, he wants it to be an everyday thing for everybody. Keith Haring's art is really about humanity and about connection between humans. You know, threats are sort of the human race by technology, by the nuclear age, which, you know, in the early 80s was like really at the forefront. And I guess, you know, increasingly to him was the AIDS virus, which was claiming so many of his contemporaries. And also in the end, you know, Keith Haring, who died of an AIDS-related illness in 1990 at the age of 31. In 1984, Keith Haring was invited by John Buckley, who was then head of the Australian Centre for Contemporary Arts, to come and complete an artwork at ACCA, which was not actually available for the work at the time. So he ended up going to the National Gallery of Victoria and painting a temporary mural on the water wall. While he was here, he very much wanted to make a project with a local community. And so actually John Buckley facilitated a community project where Keith came down to Collingwood and painted the mural, which is right next to the tote on the corner of Johnson and Wellington Streets. And he painted that mural with students of what was then Collingwood Technical College. And the mural was painted in a day. A
few hours, actually. It was the first time he used a cherry picker to paint with, and he was overwhelmed by how quickly he could put up a piece of work with that.
How rare is it for a city to have a Haring mural?
It's extremely rare. There are a number of them in the United States. There is only a few remaining exterior murals worldwide, and most of them have been restored, in fact. This is one of the few that has not been restored.
So how would you go about restoring something like this and, I guess, keeping the artist's true intention there and not turning it into someone else's piece?
Right. Well, generally a partnership between local city councils and the Haring Foundation. Generally, the treatment has been repainting. The Haring Foundation, which oversees perpetuity, basically, of Haring's works, is really keen to work with whoever's going to stand up and take ownership of it here in Melbourne.
So in light of Melbourne's recent Banksy loss,
yes,
what is the role then of street art in Melbourne? Is the concept of street art, is it not there to fade and to dissolve?
I think Haring differs in that he was one of the first people to kind of break through and go directly onto the street to present his art, rather than go through a gallery.
Haring is first and foremost a contemporary artist. You know, he went to the streets after studying semiotics at art school. You know, like, he knew the message he was kind of making. He took it to the streets so that the art was for the people, and that's always what his work was about. There are entries in his diaries and his biographies after he returned from Melbourne back to New York, where he was talking about being so happy with the experience in here and so happy that he'd left this big mural behind that would kind of survive him, I suppose. And there's many quotes that he kind of makes which are about, you know, making work in really highly visible places and will have a longevity that far exceeds his own lifetime. You know, he didn't want these works, and he didn't make these works to disappear.
So there's quite a large, I guess, town meeting tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Some of the, I guess, what you would call the art elite of Melbourne are also joining you and are behind keeping this piece that we're standing below alive and vibrant and a part of Melbourne's landscape. What are you hoping to get out of tomorrow night's meeting?
Basically, we'd like restoration to take place soon after. Another winter will only further damage the wall, and some kind of action needs to be taken immediately. So we hope that results from discussing this great mural can happen.
It's a bit of a shame that these big double gates here. Should we do something about these gates as well, do you think?
The whole site needs to be redressed. Whether it's the City of Yarra, whether it's Arts Victoria, whether it's the Victorian government, someone needs to stand up and take custodianship and care of the mural. And that means its restoration through repainting. It means the addressing of the site out the front so that it becomes accessible to the community again, rather than locked behind these gates.
And there's one person in particular that you're hoping may contact you or may get in contact with you?
There is. In some of the documentation of the mural, there is a young boy, probably 8 or 10 years old, in a baseball shirt and with a big Super 8 camera on his shoulder, who's documenting the making of the mural. And if he was to come along on Thursday night and reveal himself, the only moving image footage of the mural, that would be a huge revelation to all of us too, I think. Other really important thing about the panel on Thursday evening is that hopefully a lot of people who were involved in the murals making in 1984 will come along, because actually we want to really people to come together to talk about their relationship to the mural, their participation, the role they might have played, where they might have met Keith, what kind of conversations they might have had, kind of putting faces to names and filling in the gaps. I think Thursday night, that's what that's also about, kind of fleshing out the history around the Melbourne Keith Haring mural.